Why are teenagers such moody, lazy, selfish nightmares? Given that the relationship between parents and teenagers is one of the most fraught in family life, we ask listeners to send in questions for Sally Bisland, author of a new book on the adolescent mind and how to deal with these hormonal time bombs. So, let's get started. Brenda from Bristol wants to know why her teenager doesn't care about being tidy. You know, clothes left in the bathroom, losing things, plates festering under the bed.
Tidiness needs a sophisticated level of cognitive control, and the way the teenage brain is connected means that their planning is not very good. Parts of the brain connect to each other through synapses, which are insulated, just like electric wires. That insulation is a fatty substance called myelin, which is created over time. The process takes years, and it starts at the back of the brain and slowly moves forward. The last bits of the brain to connect are the frontal and prefrontal cortices, where insight, empathy, and risk-taking are controlled. This means that very smart adolescents will do very stupid things in a very impulsive way. I don't think organization is a high priority for most teenagers. They have other things to worry about. They are messy because they don't give themselves enough time to tidy up before they run off to do something else.
Well, it's clear now. The second question is from Valerie Ramsgate. She wonders why her daughter always seems so angry, especially with her.
Teenagers can get frustrated with situations and themselves, as a lot of things still aren't fitting together in their brain. The risk-taking behavior and impulsivity they exhibit, because they don't have full access to their frontal lobes, can cause mood swings and fuel conflict and anger. Adults can respond to this behavior in an angry fashion themselves. While I'm not condoning teens' erratic behavior, the hope is that by understanding what is going on inside their child's head, parents will be a bit more patient and might be able to stop themselves reacting and setting up a vicious cycle by alienating their child.
Henry from Callington feels increasingly cut out from his teenager's life.
The teens are an age of self-discovery and novelty-seeking behavior, and it's natural that they will start to cut ties. Teenagers need to become independent, but we live in a very complex world, and no other teenage generation in history has had this much stimulation and exposure to the many potential stresses that arise from their being online. Because of this, parents do need to be vigilant and stay connected with them. I used to love car drives with my children because we were just looking straight ahead and the lack of eye contact helped us to start talking about sensitive things.
Carol from Truro wonders why her teenage children can't leave their smartphones alone, even at the dinner table.
The teenage brain is hungry for stimulation, but there is an unprecedented amount of it in today's world, maybe more than ever. Because teenagers lack access to their frontal lobes, using their judgment to say, "I've had enough," or "I need to stop and do something else," is still a weakness for them.
And finally, a question from Zoe Lancaster. Her teenager doesn't seem to care about school at all. Why are teenagers so uninterested in doing their homework, and how can we motivate them to study?
Well, how many other competing interests do they have? For many teenagers, it's certainly more fun to play a video game or go on Facebook than do their homework. It's an issue we all face in the modern world. But serious demotivation can be a symptom of learning or processing problems. In that case, the teenage years are an ideal time to diagnose any problems and help work on their strengths as well as weaknesses. People have different learning styles, and there is a lot of opportunity for plasticity before your brain is fully mature. Teenage brains have more synaptic connections than adult ones, which makes them highly impressionable, as they're building synapses and modifying them as they learn. They are primed to learn quickly and can memorize things faster. People might think their capacity for academic achievement is set in stone from a very young age, but this can change quite dramatically over adolescence. It's a period of huge opportunity, and this suggests that you can really change your destiny with respect to how you function at school if you get some attention during this time.